Exclusive poll: transgender men ads lead to 8-point voter swing to Republican Matt Bevin from Democrat Andy Beshear. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 8, 2019. A conservative group notes polling data shows an 8-point swing in voters shift to incumbent GOP Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin from Democrat candidate Andy Beshear after they view ads highlighting Beshear's support of biological men competing in women's sports. The Campaign for American Principles, CAP, states, "The ads are moving voters in an incredible way. The chart below represents over 2,000 respondents. The gray bar represents Bevin's support among voters before seeing the ad, and the blue bar is Bevin's support from voters after seeing the ad. For voters 45 to 54, Bevin sees an 8-point increase in support. 55 to 64 give him an additional 4.1 points. And 65 plus shift over 9.4 points towards Bevin after seeing the ad. Andy Beshear is too extreme for Kentucky," CAP states in its second digital ad in the state. "All any athlete wants is a fair shot in competition," the ad's narrator states. "To play by the rules. To show how hard work pays off and how champions are made. But what if the rules change?" the narrator asks. "If Andy Beshear gets his way, there won't be any rules. Anyone at any time could change teams for any reason. Beshear calls this equality. But is it fair? Vote against Andy Beshear," CAP urges. "He's too extreme for Kentucky." CAP notes its first ad attacking Beshear for his extreme views that would destroy women's sports was released on September 23 as part of a $250,000 digital ad campaign micro-targeting 400,000 Democrat and independent voters in Kentucky. This second ad will be added to the rotation, micro-targeting the same voters, and CAP will spend an additional $200,000, bringing its total spend in the race up to $450,000. A recent study in Sweden has shown that biological males who claim to be transgender women still retain considerable advantages over biological females in strength and muscle mass, even after a full year of hormone therapy. Despite the robust increases in muscle mass and strength in transgender men, the transgender women were still stronger and had more muscle mass following 12 months of treatment, the researchers said. These findings add new knowledge that could be relevant when evaluating trans women's eligibility to compete in the women's category of athletic competitions. In another study, researchers concluded that male athletes who claim to be female hold an intolerable advantage over biological female athletes. The researchers also stated that indirect effects of testosterone will not be altered by hormone therapy. For example, hormone therapy will not alter bone structure, lung volume or heart size of the trans woman athlete, especially if she transitions post-puberty. So natural advantages including joint articulation, stroke volume and maximal oxygen uptake will be maintained, they explained. "We conclude that the advantage to trans women afforded by the IOC guidelines is an intolerable unfairness," state the professors.